Chapter 7. Jesse was sitting in his office, drinking coffee. Molly walked in and planted herself in the visitor's chair opposite his desk. "So how obnoxious was Carter Hansen about this movie business?" she said. "He was on his best behavior. He'd get all gooey about Marisol Hinton, like she was Angelina Jolie. This movie business will drive us all crazy, you know."
"I know.
I'm hoping it doesn't make me nuts.
I'll keep on the lookout for any telltale signs." He grinned at her.
"Well, wasn't this conversation a big waste of my time?" Molly said as she stood. "You had a call from Belva Radford, by the way."
"What could she possibly want?"
"She wouldn't tell me."
"She'll keep me on the phone for an hour.
You got something better to do?"
Molly stood, stretched, and left the office. Jesse called after her.
"What's her number?"
"You could look it up," she said.
Jesse dialed the number. An ancient spinster and a local busybody, Belva Radford believed it her birthright to bring her every complaint directly to the chief of police. She had done it to Tom Carson, Jesse's predecessor, and now it was Jesse's turn.
"How can I help you today, Belva?"
Jesse said, holding the phone slightly away from his ear.
"Has there been some sort of increase in the Paradise utility rates?" she said.
"Not that I'm aware of."
"Well, my water bill's higher."
"Are you using more water?"
"No."
"How do you know it's higher?"
"Every month I write down what I pay Paradise Water and Power, and every month I compare it to what I paid them a year ago."
"That's very efficient, Belva."
"Don't condescend to me, young man. Just because I'm old doesn't mean I need to have my cheeks tweaked by the chief of police."
Jesse didn't say anything.
"Don't go all quiet on me, Jesse."
"I'm sorry, Belva. I wasn't aware I was being condescending."
"Then pay closer attention. In any event, my water bills for the months of August and September were higher than they were a year ago."
"And you're certain you weren't using more water?"
"I checked the meter readings."
"And?"
"They were the same as they were a year ago."
"But it cost you more?"
"Yes."
"Did you receive a notification of a rate increase?"
"No. Did you?"
"Not that I'm aware of," he said.
"So what are you going to do about it?" she said.
"Let me ask around."
"About other people's water bills?"
"Yes."
"Okay, but I don't want you shunting me aside because I'm old. I want answers."
"If you'll let me get off the phone, I'll try to get you some."
"Don't be fresh, Jesse."
"I'll get back to you, Belva."
"I'll be waiting," she said, and hung up the phone.
Jesse put down the receiver and stared out the window for a while. Paradise is a small town, he thought. Then he called out to Molly, who was leaning in the doorway, one hand on her hip.
"What?"
"Are you aware of any recent increases in W&P water rates?"
"Why?"
"Belva Radford says her bills are higher."
"Belva Radford's a head case."
"That may be so, but she's still entitled to an answer."
"Then you'll have to give her one."
"I'm aware of that. That's why I'm asking you. Could you call over to W&P and ask whether there have been any recent rate hikes?"
"I'll have to check my schedule," she said.
"Quit giving me a hard time, Molly. Just call and find out, will you, please?"
"I'll take it under advisement."
Then she walked back to her desk. Jesse watched her. "This is going to be a long day," he thought.